So there he walks. This is POL or PO. At a mature age. And he accidentally or incidentally reconnected a little bit with friends from their childhood and youth, from his childhood and youth. Kids now seniors that he used to hang out with, who were even best friends, you know, that meant something to be best friend when you were 12. Or even 17. And here they met again as strangers, but still not. In bodies that were old grandfather and grandmothers. And he thought up, as he usually does when he walks here on his afternoon walks around the lake. Things that he may want to say to this person or that person if they ever meet again. This was something he had started over a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, or more. Time flies, he thought. To get even with old friends, especially old girlfriends. Contacted them, invited for a little rendezvous. At a cafe, 50 years after, at that time they were hanging out, enjoying themselves the best they could, looking forward with mixed anticipation and fear of what life had to offer them there in the future. Yes, exploring life, exploring that time, drugs and sex and experimentations. Sometimes unhealthy such, but they came from parents of a generation, and even more so grandparents. That was a bit stiff, and uptight, and all that. The older generation. And they used to rock around for 10 years after. And my generation. Yeah. You can afford such experimentation when you grow up in a golden welfare society, which people Sweden was back then. You knew you could always get some money somehow or other. And if it all fell together, you went to the welfare office and they gave you a good monthly salary, which some of us even preferred, he thought, as he walked there in the dark winter afternoon. Under the comfortable and homely electric light of the nice Swedish walking track around the lake in the neighborhood. Yes, here I am. By God's mercy, I haven't been taken care of. And had to say the least an adventurous life. Wow. And wondering if those other friends who had played there together in the mid-60s, along around the lake in their little small town in Sweden. Who you now saw and their faces had gone through things. Both good and bad, I guess. And I guess it's there, in our face. The joys we had, the pain we had, the traumas lying in there. The vrittis, as the Indians call it. Bhakti yoga is there to unwind, anartani vritti, get rid of all the unwanted. Pains in there from the past. The karma. In some faces you see the flesh they had eaten throughout their lives. The animals they had killed. Noses swelled into mules. The flesh of the face. Slightly animalistic. And yes, the alcohol that maybe became a bit too much this life. But here we are. 60s are the new 40s, or what is it they say? And it's never too late. Just stop and think. Look at life. Who am I? What am I gonna do? What is this life for? For me. How can I spend the remaining days of it, of my life here? So that I, when laying down there to leave, I can take a satisfied sigh and said, yeah, that was an okay life. Of course, I could have done better, but I tried my best. Peace be with you all, and bye-bye. And the memories we will leave after us will be nice and good and inspiring for others. Yes, this is a good way of living. Let's try that. And this way we teach by our example. Just as the Bhagavad Gita tells us, the old wisdom of yore. And he walked there. Among others his age who were taking their daily walks or jogging by. Good, honest, innocent people, and maybe others too. Who knows what we all carry there in our heart. But if we feel that we carry something dark and fearful and something there not so, then we have the power, we should know the power to clean that out. Which I would say, you know, which is important because, well, that's what you learn in the old wisdom, the karma. To settle our accounts. Get even with all those that we still have something left to settle with. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He mumbled, fingering his Tulasi beads. Traditionally used by Gaudiya Vaishnavas for meditation. Such a nice meditation, he liked it. But then thinking of the Bhagavad Gita, yes. And he realized that he really lived with his sons half time. He wished that they had been in a brahmachari ashram. Now they were on a taking a year break, preparing for getting out there in life. And they had a nice, relaxed time together. But then also, as a responsible father, of course, I try to help and share good ideas and yeah, he raised his voice a few times, but not that often. And he realized that, yes, why not make this a brahmacharya bhakta training in a way that suits us. I'm an experimental guy anyway, and after all, most of us old Vaishnavas, we live like this anyway. So why dress in funny pink bed sheets and shave off one's head hair and be a monk? Well, maybe, but not necessarily, because brahmacharya means to learn to know Brahman, and that means first to learn to know oneself, because we are Brahman. Yes, this nice, beautiful Indian philosophy and the Chinese and the old wise ones, we've got so much to learn from them. While modern people may foolishly think that, oh, they were a long time ago, we are modern. We must understand that their teachings are timeless. They are as relevant and urgent, even more so today, as they were back then, thousands of years ago. And he knew he couldn't stuff that down the minds of his sons or push them into participating in some Hindu community. But it was there. And he thought, yes, teach by one's own example. That's the first, most important and powerful way to teach. So yes, old dad you better teach by your own example, but also by, he thought, extracting the active ingredients, the essence, the what these Sankirtan Gaudiya mission is about. Or as the founder said, I didn't come here to America from India to convert people to Hinduism, but to help everyone all over the world. To reconnect in their loving, happy relationship with God and each other.